Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hugh Douglas's favorite segment of the week.
Favorite.
As we try to guess what everyone's talking about on Monday after another week in pro football. Hugh, week 14. It's a big one. A lot of big matchups. What do you think we're going
to
hear on Monday?
You always got to go to me first, knowing
come on,
how
that's
hard it is.
Hugh's usually the main event,
let me think.
You want to go last?
Well, no, I go first.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Okay, Cleveland and Tennessee are playing this weekend. That's Cam Ward. Was it Cam Ward, right?
Yes.
Ward and Shedeur Sanders.
Already on fire.
The take is going to be that Shedeur should have, especially after he wins his game, that he should have went way higher than what he did after he has a success this weekend against Cam.
So, like, Cam Ward and Shedeur shouldn't have been drafted that far apart.
Yeah. Basically, you condensed it for me.
I'm just trying to help you out because I feel like that could mean, you know, maybe both of them should have been mid-round picks. But, like, they're not that
Gotcha. Yeah, right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Maybe neither are good, but maybe they're not that different.
But they're not that
far apart.
Yeah.
Cam has had a struggle bus of a rookie year. And Shedeur's on his – this would be Shedeur's
third
start?
Oh, yeah, because they had beef at the – Shrine game.
I think you're right.
Not the East-West. No, the
Combine?
No, in Mobile. What's the game in Mobile?
Senior Bowl.
That's what it was.
So this is long time coming. They're settling the beef this week. All right.
Took me a long time, but I got there.
That's why it's your favorite segment of the
week. What I'm here for, bud. Always trying to make you look good.
I actually think you're in your own head with Guess the
you
Takes.
You are.
We've
no,
been doing this for years. It wasn't that hard last year.
No, but all of a sudden it just got harder.
It didn't. It's the same thing.
Also, I think I'm rent-free because I always get on them because the prediction
thing.
That's
what you thing. Say. That's not a take. Yeah. That's a prediction.
Well, yeah, like you, whenever we ask you to come up with a take, you're like, you say a prediction. I'm like, that's just a prediction.
Yes, it's rough.
Yeah, that's different. All right. Here's mine. But by Sunday night, you're going to hear. I think someone needs to tell him because I think sometimes when people get to a level of power and fame, no one tells them the truth. Someone's going to tell and needs to tell Aaron Rodgers just to get the hell home. I mean, this is now sad. The end of his career is sad. They're probably going to lose to the Ravens on Sunday. He has played terrible. Remember his first game of the year, how good they were, how good he was? He had like 4 touchdowns, no picks.
They look pretty decent.
Look, he has fallen. I mean, I'm looking at his numbers across the board. I mean, this is pretty ugly compared to the rest of the league. I don't even think he's a top 20 quarterback anymore. Aaron, just go home. It's like, no more.
That's to your fake wife.
Because of your fake wife. No one knows if she's real or not. That's enough, Aaron Rodgers. Spare us the rest of this season. Kyle, what are we going to hear on Monday?
Everyone take a seat on the couch and get used to hearing the name Tyler Shuck for a while.
Wait a minute, say that again.
Used to the name Tyler Shuck.
You mean the Tyler Shuck that was
on your
top 10
QB Kellen list?
Kellen Moore kind of has him cooking a little bit.
Huh? Kellen
Moore has him cooking down in New Orleans.
Huh?
Second round pick out of Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear what they're saying? The tape looks good.
I tried to tell y'all weeks ago.
So try to tell us what.
Hold on. You don't get to put him and Spencer Rattler on the top 10 list, and then if one of them works out.
I do. That's how it works. My world.
Here's the problem with the quarterback list. What do we do with all the guys that have now fallen off the top 10 that you had once on the top?
We don't talk about that because that don't fit the narrative.
Oh, so it's only we only point out the wins, not the losses.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we just have 8 Eagles games to talk about this year.
Tyler Shuck. Yeah, he's that dude. Mm-hmm. It's Shoud.
It's not. No, it's Shuck.
Mm-hmm. How is it spelled?
Shoug.
Shoud.
Shuck.
Your name ends with the gh.
And that's hug. It's hug.
It's right. Hug. So if your name's not hug.
No, but that's what, I'm hug. I go by hug.
All right, pal.
And I don't like to give them. Don't like to give them. Don't hug me.
Don't so like from now hug. On, you're hug?
I'm Hug Douglas.
All right. I like that your response to the facts of it doesn't matter what the spelling versus the pronunciation is. Fine, call me Hug.
You just call me Hug.
Double down that his name has been pronounced incorrectly.
My name is Hug.
You kind of caught us off guard with that. Like, oh, yeah, well, I'm Hug. Okay. All right, Hug.
Hey, because I knew the road you were going down.
Well, it was a losing battle.
Always double down.
So you are.
Oh, yeah. Double down on ignorance all the time. All the time.
That actually
down.
Might be the tagline for the midday show.
double down on ignorance.
For 4 hours a day. Let's go to Jack and
Reddy. We
reshuffle
the core values soon.
Yeah, we do. Sirianni's about two press conferences away from that one. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. How are we again?
Hey, Jack, what's up?
Hey, so listen, I want to talk about Monday's game a little bit, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
So listen, I think personally this is the biggest game of the season. I don't know. What are your guys' thoughts on that?
So, I mean, like, if we unpack it from the perspective of do they have to win it, it's not as big as maybe you're saying because they have to win three out of the last five. But, Jack, in terms of the vibes, in terms of, like, the direction of the team and how they're going to feel – yeah, I mean, they need this one. Otherwise, it's going to feel like the ship is sinking by Tuesday morning. They do need this game.
Yeah, listen, that's kind of the I'm not talking NFC stuff. I'm talking more so vibes and morale of the team. I think if we lose this one on Monday, things could get ugly real fast. I'm talking, you know, as bad as the collapse a couple seasons ago. That's kind of the fear in my eyes.
Well, and they'd be there. I mean, they would be in that spot, and you'd be wondering because – you know, if you look at the parallels to the season, right, we have one side of the ball that's not good, one side that's kind of holding the weight. It's just the opposite. It was the defense then, now it's the offense that's not good. Now, Jack, they started the year off with a lot of wins close, right, so it was kind of masking some issues, and now it's coming back. And then you look at the schedule, I mean, down the stretch they have teams they should beat, but we said the same thing in 23, right? They had the Cardinals, they had the Seahawks. We're like, ah, well, even if they're struggling, they'll win. I mean, if they lose this one, it's – well, nothing will feel secure the rest of the season, even with the Raiders and the Commanders on the schedule.
Yeah, and that's kind of the point I'm going to start getting at here real quick, is if we have another collapse like we did a few years back, do we start to question Sirianni and whether or not to stick with him?
I would, yeah. Jack, because yeah. If I'm Lurie...
I don't think so.
If I'm Lurie, I'm starting to wonder, like, what are we doing here? Like, why can't we hold some sort of level of consistency? Like, two collapses in 3 years is ridiculous, but then it's a little bit confusing for everyone because there's a Super Bowl championship in the middle of those 2 years.
No, yeah, Joe, I completely agree with you, but Hugh, I heard you say no. What's holding you back from that?
I don't think so because of, you know... number one, they gave him a lot of money in offseason. And I think that, and this is just my personal feeling, I feel like they like what he's done so far with the pieces that he's had. Like, because think about it like this, Jack. He didn't pick his quarterback. Jalen was here before he got here, right? And yep. He was able to get the most. Like, just look at it from this standpoint. This is not taking a shot at Jalen. But he's gotten the most out of Jalen. He's probably gotten more out of Jalen than anybody ever anticipated. Two Super Bowls, had like five winning seasons, two Super Bowls. And that's not me saying Jalen is the issue. That's me saying that's good coaching. And you've had four different coordinators, regardless of how it looks or what the offense looks like, you've had four different successful seasons with four different coordinators. So that's why I feel like that he's a good coach.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there, Hugh, and you're completely valid with that. But at the same time, if you have two historic collapses with, you know, some of the best rosters on paper in NFL history, how can we not start to question his tenure here and think about?
But my question to you, Jack, what is your definition of collapse though? Because if you're talking about the year that they got beat by Tampa, they still won 10 football
games.
Ooh,
that was a collapse.
But here's the thing, I hear what you guys are saying. But Mike Tomlin has not had a losing season in Pittsburgh. Is that a collapse? As hard as it is to win games?
I refuse to let you get away with it.
No, but my point is this.
It's a collapse.
They were 10-1.
Listen to what I'm saying, people. The in the NFL, it's wins and losses, right? You're winning more games than you lose. Now, the expectations, we're talking about records and we're talking about expectations. You're relevant. The Pittsburgh Steelers regardless of what you want to say, have been relevant. Mm. They talk. They, when I say relevant, when you turn on TV, they're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
No, I agree with you, but I think the Eagles' expectations is excellent, yes. Not relevant.
It is, yeah. But you in order to chase excellent, you have to be relevant.
Yeah, well, that's true. You got to crawl before you can walk.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So the Eagles
we should
have
be running at this point.
We should be.
You're losing
but
me.
For whatever reason, no, because you're not hearing what I'm saying. Is that Nick Sirianni, before Nick Sirianni was Jalen Hurts' quarterback coach? Mm-hmm. Didn't you hear stories about when he was in Indianapolis, he had this innovative offense and all this other stuff. For whatever reason, it's not the same. But he's still getting winning results. You follow me?
Yeah. I completely get you. And no one, we're okay with these 10 plus win seasons. But at the same time, this roster on paper is one of, if not the best in the NFL right now. And I think we can both agree with that. So the expectations are a lot higher. And when you see a late season collapse and maybe a first round exit in blowout fashion, we can call that a collapse. And we can't have two seasons of that. We just can't.
It's a lot for a short period.
Okay, but Jack, let me ask you a question. You just said we have the best roster in football, correct?
I would say one of the best, yes.
Okay, but as I look at this call, boy, you're okay with 3-2. So how does that jive for you?
Well, because at the same – okay, listen here, Hugh. 3-2, let's go over the wins and losses, hypotheticals. Let's say we beat – LA.
No, Joe, Jack, wait a minute, Jack, before you get started, I don't need you to tell me hypotheticals. I need you to tell me exactly what I asked you. You just said to me, we have, if not the best roster, one of the best rosters in football, right? But on this call sheet, on this call board right here, I see it says I'll take 3-2. How does that work for you? How do you justify that?
A, it's above 500 in the last.
No, Jack, Jack, I'm not. I'm asking
games.
You, Jack, does not get it
because
no, Jack. Listen, Jack. Listen
you,
to
you
what
didn't
I'm
let
saying.
Me finish, you.
No, Jack, because you're not answering the question that I asked you. I'm gonna ask you
I'm
again.
Trying to.
No,
I'm trying
Jack,
to.
Take that bass out your voice. Take that bass out. Now, Jack, this is what I'm asking you. You just told me who's the okay. I'm gonna help you out with this one. Who's the best roster? Who do you think has the best roster in football?
I would say the Philadelphia Eagles.
Jack, you just told me they had the second best. So which one is it? Is it the first best or the second best?
I'll play home field. I'll say the Philadelphia Eagles have the best roster.
Right, there we go. We got
so
that.
Who,
we established
okay,
that.
Okay, we've established that. Who has the best record in the NFC?
The Rams.
I'm asking Jack. Don't help Jack out.
The Rams.
So why are you okay with your own wording? You say we have the best roster. Why are you okay with 3-2?
Because you have, two games with the Commanders left, which is an inner rival in the division,
still not answering
right?
My question. But I'm going to let
you
talk.
I think he's taking it from the schedule.
No, but
schedule.
I'm not asking him about – but see, no, Jack, I'm going to let you talk, but I'm not – that's not what I'm talking about.
But hold on. I do think the schedule's part of it. Like, before the season, we would have said –
No, it's not.
It is. Before the season, we would have said they have a great roster, but the schedule's harder this year. So few of us – I'll just speak for – I think – few of us thought they were going to go 14-3 again, even though the roster was great because the schedule was harder.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna-Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season.
from Crimes of the Paranormal, Unsolved Murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, so that's the schedule's
no,
part of it.
No, let me help you. Let me help you out, Jack.
Let me help you out.
No, Jack, be quiet. Now I'm about to talk. I allowed you to talk. You didn't do exactly what I wanted you to do. This is why what you're saying doesn't align with how I feel. Because if you feel as strongly as you do about them having the best roster, it ain't no way 3-2 should be satisfactory for you. If you feel that strongly about it, that's the point that I'm trying to get to. The problem that I have with what you were trying to say, Jack, is because now you're trying to rationalize by the end of the season what this team should look like. Yeah, I know we got the Commanders twice, and I know we got the Raiders in there. I know that. But what I'm saying to you, let me finish. What I'm saying to you is this. If this is the best roster in the NFL and they're not living up to expectations, then they need to start living up to their expectations. That's why 3-2 is unacceptable, because you just told me that they have the best roster in the NFL. Do you understand what I was saying when I said that?
Hugh, I completely.
No, I just asked you a simple yes or no question. Did you understand that?
Hugh, do you want me to say you're right?
I don't want you to tell me
you're right, Jack.
I am asking you to tell me, is it a yes or no? That's it. Why is this so hard? I'm not asking hard questions.
You're making it hard,
Hugh. No, Jack, you're being adversarial because you can't answer the questions that I'm asking, so you're trying to filibuster. That's all I'm trying to get you to see.
I have a thought on all this. At what point does it matter if we think they're the best roster? If you play 3 months of football and you are 30th in third down conversion rate, if you are the worst 3-and-out rate in the NFL, we could say that's a pretty name, Jalen Hurts. If the offense sucks for 3 months, well, at some point, guys, we might have to say they have the names. It doesn't matter.
Because you are not living up to expectations.
When do we change
expectations?
That's
a part of it, though. Yeah.
That's my whole point, Hugh. That's my whole point.
That was not your point, Jack. But anyway, I'll let you finish.
You would disagree with me if I said it's 1:16 p.m. Eastern time right now. You would disagree with me.
No,
the bottom line is, Hugh, listen, I would happily take a 3-2 above 500 record to finish out the year. I would happily take that because, A, you got to look at the schedule. You got two with the Commanders. You got on the road at Buffalo and on the road at L.A. If you can win three and two in the last five games, that stabilizes the collapse and gives us a good chance going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean that's mostly where I am. Jack, we appreciate it.
And you and Jack are both coping.
But I think it's also coping to say we have the best roster. We should win. I don't care that Jalen Hurts' name is Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown's name is Jalen Hurts. Look at the production.
It's not coping, Joe.
But football is not just about names, because otherwise we could just roll you back out there and say Hugh Douglas is 80 sacks.
Not at 25.
Well, you know, but the point, you know what I mean.
No, I know what you mean.
Football changes very fast, right? Names are names. This offense stinks. You and I don't understand why. They are supposed to understand why. They're failing, all of them over there. But I just can't look at an offense that is this bad and say, they're going to go 5-0 because they're going to figure it out.
But it's okay to look at this offense and say that we can go 3-2 and get in the playoffs and hope for the best. Because that's what we're doing. What's the difference in what I'm asking you to do and what y'all hoping will happen?
Because
that's what we're doing.
Well, I think those of us that are on this side of it are just trying to stem off the collapse. We're trying to stem it off and get in the playoffs and win a few close games.
And what I'm trying to tell you and Jack is, if this is how it's going to go, this is what needs to happen. Because if we're talking about going back-to-back, 3-2 is not good enough. See, you both of you guys are coping. You're trying to rationalize, and you're hoping that you go 3-2, and maybe God's going to come down and anoint you with some powers, or maybe somebody gets hurt and you can win a couple games. That's not the way you go about business. You handle business.
Well, okay.
You don't hope that it falls into your lap.
I hate to give him credit here because I fought with him the other day, but I'm going to use a point Elliot made. I just feel like the best chance the Eagles have is to look like some of these recent Chiefs years.
Okay, well, that's not good enough.
But okay, but they did go deep in the playoffs in the Super Bowl.
Okay, but and they lost.
I understand that. But that's the best. I think my interpretation is the best shot we have to go deep into January and maybe the Super Bowl is to get in, have at least one home playoff game, and we're going to have to win three grimy games. I don't think I would be floored at this point of the season if they wake up and look the way we think they should have looked. I think the ship has sailed, and I'm hoping for the best. I mean, you're right. You're right. That's my assessment of it.
Yeah, you're hoping for the best. I don't believe in hope.
Taking the easy way.
I'm trying to tell you. Because, listen, and if it collapses, you know why it collapsed? Because that's my fault. And that's what you have to deal with. See, this is the problem. But what I'm saying is, when you're in a situation where you start telling me, well, this team, you're playing this thing, no, you're not in control of your destiny. You're not in control of your fate. You're hoping that something good happens for you.
Yes.
And that's not.
I readily admit it.
And when we talk about this team, and we talk about the standard that they've set, we should never be in that situation. That's the point that I'm trying to make, Jack, and Joe, and anybody else who feels like 3-2 is okay. Because if we're sitting here, we sat here all season long and talked about the standard that this team set for itself, but now all of a sudden it's falling apart and we're hoping that things fall our way. That's not how it works. Mm-hmm. If you're supposed to be the big dog, be the big dog. Be the big dog. But nobody wants to be the big dog. We're just hoping, hey, we get 3-2 and hopefully Jesus Christ comes down. It's going to be the holidays and we can hopefully somebody gets hurt or somebody's not playing well. No, that's not big dog. That's not how big dogs move.
I don't think we're the big dog this year.
Then we need to realize that, and we need to get better.
Hugh and I, big dogs.
Twitter question. Sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are Hugh and Kyle big dogs? Yes or no? That wasn't the Twitter question. I'm kidding about that. All right, let's go to the actual Twitter questions today, which were, we had a few up today. Would you sign up? This actually, after that passion there, is an interesting little breakdown of the answers here, Hugh. Would you sign up for a 3-2 finish to the season right now? How do you think the people voted on this?
They probably would.
It's very close. Now, 52% are with you. 48% are with me. Very close. Very close. Yep. That tells me a lot of people are legitimately worried they'll collapse and the 3-2 will avoid that. Are you worried about the Phillies losing Kyle Schwarber? No at 59%, yes at 41%, and 59% voted fraud for Hugh Douglas versus Eagles insider. Now, again, Kyle and I both voted fraud, so the numbers may be off a little bit, even though we do think you are an insider.
Wait a minute, I'm winning that or I'm losing it?
You're losing it.
Fraud. I'm a fraud? That's what you're saying?
59%, yeah.
I ain't thinking about those folks. Again, they just mad because I live in my truth.
Well, that's exactly where you live most of the time.
In my truth.
Yeah. Again, the voting may be a little skewed because Kyle and I mostly laugh. You know, joking around voting, just skewing the numbers.
Hey, Jack, good call. I'm not mad at you. I mean, I just want you to know. It was a little passionate, but I don't want you to think that, you know.
That's good.
I think Jack ended up being the straw that broke the camel's back on 3-2. It wasn't much Jack.
It wasn't. No, because
it's just Jack's take, which has been echoed by a lot of people.
No, but here's the thing. When you say you're the best roster, like there's expectation that comes with that. Now, I understand that you haven't lived up to those, but your expectations and your hopes and wishes, they don't match up for me. That's what I was trying to get him to see. Not like I'm trying to say he was right or wrong in his take, but when you say you're the best, then you play like that or you feel that you exude that. I don't accept, like, it doesn't feel right to say that, okay, well, if I'm the best roster, then I'm hoping for 3-2. No, you take 5-0. You take that. That's what I was trying to relay, and we almost got there, but we did. Yeah. That's all I was saying.
It almost feels like for the reality of this is we've talked around all year. Are they not as good as we think they are?
Yes, and that's the thing, because we sit here every week and we talk about, oh, this is going to be the week. We're going 38 to something. And it's not that. So now we've gotten to the point where, like Jack was doing, we're looking at wins and losses. Should have never been like that. We should have been dominating throughout the whole season.
Well, that would have changed things. For the most part, last year they were in that spot, right? We weren't talking about making the playoffs at this point. We were talking about seeding and the number one seed and all that kind of stuff. 215-592-9494.
We're big dogs.
Well, you guys are big
dogs.
We
do big dog stuff.
I'm not a big dog. We are big dogs on this show, the Big Dog Show. All right, we'll get to you people and some calls. Plus, Hugh isn't writing the Eagles off yet, but he did write another team off and a direct shot at Hugh Douglas from a current NFL player. You're going to want to hear this. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio, 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Theo Jillian, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. You people, we'll get to everyone watching, listening on YouTube, best of the comments section. We're live on YouTube, by the way, every day. Well, 6A to 6B, but our show, of course, 10A to 2P. So you can watch the show if you can't listen, or if you're, you know, in the office or whatever, you can watch the show. See what's going on in here. There's a lot.
There's a lot always going on.
At your own peril.
Yes, yes.
Why are you looking at me when you say that? Like, I'm the one that got the lot going
well,
on.
Well, you left earlier. You had Ghost Douglas because you left in the first segment.
I had to get my papers. I had to get my stuff.
Great job. Like, I loved on YouTube, they put the split screen up when you walked out. So it was just like your empty chair.
That's Justin. Justin's starting to get on my nerves with the camera thing.
He's figured out. He's got a knack for this.
First it was Max, now it's Justin.
Well, Max.
Maybe it's you.
Max got brand new on it.
Max is dead to us.
Justin, man. No, Justin being funny with them cameras.
No. When Hugh walks out, please put the split screen so everyone sees that he's gone. It's funny.
That's cool.
It's a good job by
him. I thought we had understanding.
Speaking of cool or not cool with you, how about this? Direct shot coming from a guy who might end up in Canton one day. So you have been pretty clear since, what, early October? You think the Chiefs are dead. You think they're not making the playoffs. Well, listen to this. I call this a direct shot at Hugh Douglas from Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones.
Chris Spags said that yesterday was one of the best non-helmet practices he'd seen from you guys in his 7 years here. I guess, what did you see from guys out there yesterday?
Just everybody dialed in. We understand the importance of these last few games. So we're going to take it one practice at a time and make sure we exhaust ourselves each and every day, mentally and physically, and, you know, put ourselves in a position to win.
A lot of people have been waiting to take shots at you guys. You've been so good, so you can expect it. But what do you say to them, people have written you off?
Keep writing.
I'm going to keep writing.
Keep writing, Hugh. Get that notepad out.
I got it out. I'm right.
They gonna be.
What are you writing?
Chiefs are dead.
It ends with Houston.
Yeah, they done. Didn't I pick Houston to win this week? I think I did.
Wow.
I think I did.
You got the Chiefs going under 500 in December.
I picked Dallas to win last night.
Chiefs hater I've ever met.
I'm a Cowboy lover. Dallas, yeah. Like whatever y'all.
Does Andy Reid know that you're hating on his squad?
Didn't you hear what Andy said a couple days ago?
He's gonna tickle your tonsils.
I didn't.
How could you bet against Andy after the tonsil tickling thing?
Listen, the one person I did not tell I thought they were not going to make the playoffs was Andy or anybody else with that Chiefs.
Yeah, but you don't think that's Baltimore material out there?
No, I don't think that.
I don't feel like
hearing their mouth.
I heard the clip of you saying the Chiefs are done. It's just playing on a loop in the facility there.
He had it up at practice.
Yeah. No, because I know if any of them heard, they'll probably come like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, hey, man, my bad.
They told me to guess the takes.
You guys are cooked. Right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Black Gritty up next on WIP.
Joey Bear, Big Dog Quinn, and my boy Hug Douglas.
Hug. Just call me
Hug. Get out there, free hug. You ain't never going to stop getting these hugs. Hug Douglas, not the Chiefs. Let me tell you something. Jack, you try to knock Jack out of the ring. Let me hop in the ring and try to help Jack out. Yeah, I mean, you was out there throwing haymakers. Now, I wouldn't say it's the best roster. I'd say it's the most expensive roster with a lot of injuries and where the trenches, and that's where games are won and lost. If you're telling me Carter's not in, Phillips has a concussion, Lane's out here laning, and something's wrong with my loudest foot, and Dickerson, and all these guys are injured, I would say that the most expensive team in the NFL is dinged up, and 3-2 is what you need to do to win a division and then try to get healthy and steamroll in the postseason.
He put that in
a pretty good way, Hugh.
Listen, and Black Gritty, that's called a conversation. When you sit out here and start talking about, you know, when I ask you that question and you start talking about the what's left on the record and what could potentially happen, no.
This roster. You backhanded Jack. I knew that. I saw that.
What I'm saying is this, because we all season long, we've been on hopes and maybes. Mm-hmm. All season long, we've been on that. And now we're hoping, I can't imagine how many Eagles fans was watching that game last night, jumping up and down. because the Cowboys lost.
Oh, it was great.
Oh, yeah, Dak's a leader. Dak's leader.
You know what I mean?
Dak's leader.
And now
you must like bikes.
You feel some kind of way because you feel it's okay to back into the playoffs. Not when you're the big dog. Not when you're the big dog.
Yeah, but we're banged up. Black Lily's trying to tell you.
Listen,
we're banged
up. Everybody,
Lions didn't score 44 points on my team. I'm just saying.
And all I say is this. Everybody banged up at this time of year.
Hey, look.
Black Gritty having his own show, man.
I'm just telling you. I ain't get 44 points on my team by the Lions. And we out here doing what we need to do. We're in these trenches trying to get healthy. Defense is luxury. Hug Douglas. Put her on T-shirt. Love you guys. Oh, and by the way, y'all need to start listening to Conklin. I know he got that Doofus McGoofus mustache, but this Hughes Clues is the worst thing in America. It is bringing your show down. Y'all got to fix it, dang it. Y'all got to fix it. Listen to Kyle. He knows something every once in a while. I know he looks ridiculous, but y'all have a good day.
You guys are supposed to make people take me more seriously.
It's not working.
I know.
And I just want to say, because he took a shot at the Dak as a leader thing. Like,
yeah, well, that was a direct, I mean, he was a direct shot at you. This segment's become take a direct shot at Douglas.
But it still stays. Dak does look like a leader.
Well, I think he's always been a leader. The question is he a great quarterback or a good
one? Is he
a
great quarterback in the post? That's a whole nother conversation.
I mean, he's a leader.
But the leadership quality, I don't think y'all really understand.
I love when a loss becomes an indictment on the man's entire character.
The person he is, the player he is, the son he is.
Like, oh, they lost? Did you try to tell me he was a leader?
You try to tell me that guy isn't a loser because he lost a single game? Get out of here, Douglas.
Yep. It's like the Chiefs lose. It's like, but I was told they were a dynasty.
But that's where the disconnect.
Quick update on what happened earlier with the holiday stocking. So Kyle did drop it. I told you so. Kyle was skeptical of what was going in the holiday stocking, that it would be guessed very quickly. It wouldn't have been a fun day on that segment. Kyle was proven right. I will say user error was a bigger part of this than we're admitting.
Like you're taking a shot. Well,
no, I'm just explaining. If you had sold it a little bit better or answered the question a little bit differently, we would have had a little bit more of an interesting run.
To be clear, part of my reasoning is because I know Hugh.
I feel like I'm catching a stroke.
Coaches just put their players in the best position to succeed. Mm-hmm. This is what the producer is saying. Look, I know it doesn't seem like that when I take shots at Hugh.
So again,
I'm trying to make him look good.
You're like, it's hard to do. Have you seen me?
One more time, a little peek behind the curtain. Sometimes with Hugh's Clues or the holiday stocking thing, we have a lot of cooks in the kitchen for that operation. And I think what Kyle's saying is there was a lot of voices in the room for that one. And maybe if we streamline the offense a little bit more, this thing will run a little more smoothly.
Maybe.
Yep. Hugh doesn't love design runs.
He refuses to run the ball anymore. And you're going to be asked about it afterwards. We'll see how you respond to all that.
Look, it's going to look the way Hugh Douglas wants to look.
Damn right. Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, good afternoon.
What's
Kyle,
going,
Joe, Hugh, and the crew.
Bruce, what's up?
Oh, man, where can I start here, Joe? I think I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Okay. First of all, you hang the banner, about a premature victory, and now you're falling back on that optimism on the other end of the spectrum and saying 3-2 is good enough when it damn well is not good enough.
Well, that keeps the banner up. I mean, I have my goals, Bruce. We got to keep that banner up. It'd be embarrassing if we have to take the banner down, so we're going to leave that banner up.
Okay, all right. I understand a little the correlation here, but 3-2 is absolutely not. It's kind of like giving in to the substandard of play that we have been subjected to all year long. And first of all, and my other point to that is that they should be thinking about 4-1 or making a run, because we still have a legitimate shot at the conference. That's the reason why. Now, if we lose this game on Monday, then we're talking about 3-2, just trying to survive just to win the division. But we still have a real shot at the conference. So 3-2 at this point is just not acceptable for me. Absolutely not.
Well, 3-2 would be the end of their chances to get the number one seed. You're right, Bruce, you're right about that. 11-6 will not get a one seed. They're going to have to go to get to 12 or 13 to get the one seed.
Exactly. I mean, you think about it. You know, Chicago's got a rough schedule. They got a rough schedule going down. And if they lose one game And LA's schedule is not a pushover either. If they drop one game, then guess who's number one in the conference again?
If they keep winning the Eagles, they got a shot still, Bruce.
Ding, ding.
Yep, yep.
That's what I'm saying. We gotta aim high a little bit more, you know? And, I mean, we still got a fighting chance, but we're going to see. But, yeah, 3-2, no go. Unacceptable.
So all right, Bruce. I got you, Bruce. And we appreciate the phone call and have a great weekend. All right, before we get to you people coming up in a few minutes. We did have, and this is the first time I feel like he's talked in a while, Nick Castellanos did an appearance on MLB Network.
Castellanos.
Yeah, our old buddy. Listen to this. Oh, as it seems like, well, just listen, but it certainly sounded to me when I heard this, like Nick Castellanos is putting up the please come get me, some other team sign, as we get into the winter meetings this weekend.
Well, it was brought up to me, and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honestly, it's something that I really welcome. You know, amateur, I was a shortstop. I got drafted as a third base. I played my first 500 games over there. And then, Al Avila came up to me when we traded Jaime Candelario and said, hey, listen, we're trading for this kid who's going to have a bright future. We think that you're athletic enough to go to right field and, you know, give it a shot out there. So I said, yes. At that time, I never played any at first because we had Miggy there and no one's taking, you know, his spot. So I went to the outfield and, you know, just as I get older, and now outfielders are really graded on, you know, like pure athleticism, you know, like how much ground they can cover, you know, like the spectacular play, like Crow Armstrong. And, you know, I think that going to first base is something that I can do and I would enjoy.
Absolutely.
If a team or somebody needs me to do that, because, I mean, if there's one thing I could say, it's I'm not bad in the outfield because I can't catch the ball.
So, the end is true. Right? He'll catch the ball when it gets him. He just doesn't get to the ball anymore, which is the issue in the outfield. So that conversation started with, would you think about playing first base? He, mm-hmm. So he kind of walks through his career. He started as an infielder. He eventually went to the outfield to right field in Detroit, and that's mm-hmm. where he's been. He seems open to it. But what caught my attention is if a team or somebody asked me to do it, he's under contract with the Phillies.
Well, I know you're going with this, like he's trying to leave, but as I hear it, I don't hear it the way that you
but
hear
why
it.
Didn't he say if Dave Dombrowski, if Topper asked me to do it? Like, well, the people he works
a
for.
Team.
Well, he was saying if somewhere else because Bryce Harper's the first baseman. Like, that's how I took it. Like, he's not going to – that's not the position he's going to play because Bryce is there.
He's the outfielder for the Phillies right now.
No, but
– So that's the response is no, I play outfield for the Phillies. Well, Bryce Harper plays first base.
If the Phillies ever asked me to move, I'd be open.
No, y'all on a witch hunt. That's what y'all.
Well, no, it sounds like he knows he's not here anymore.
You heard the same thing we heard.
When you presented it to me, I was listening. But as I hear it, it's because Bryce Harper's at first base. Like that's the reason why That's the reason why he said it like that.
No, I heard it as...
No, you don't say a team.
No, he said
it. Because the way I heard it was like if another team asked me to do that because Bryce Harper's at first base.
But he's
base.
Under contract.
I understand what you're saying.
If you were under contract with the Eagles and somebody asked you before the offseason started, you know, like, would you think about switching sides?
Okay,
I put and you said, hey, you know, if a team wanted me to switch sides.
Well, I said, because, okay, say if they said, for whatever crazy reason, tackle a guard. And I say, well, yeah, you know, if somebody else asked me to do it, I would, but I'm not going to do it here because so-and-so is
here. He left that part in.
But that's where I'm saying that's the way I heard it.
What I heard is he's putting a sign up. Please come trade for me. I will play right field, DH, first base. Get me out of here.
This is way more petty than I'm used to.
No, you know he doesn't want to be here anymore.
Well, I know he don't like the fam.
This isn't like the end of the world for me.
It's him and the manager.
He's out of here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm ready to move off Castellanos. I think the Phillies are.
That's fine.
I think
I'm not mad at him for it.
No, I think we're all going
to
be happy with
it. It's clear to me that he's gone.
Yeah. I think it's really just a matter of, can they find someone that will take the $20 million left on his deal? Mm-hmm. Do they have to pay half of it? And if they – I think the interesting part comes later in the offseason if no one will take him. Are they just going to outright release him? Because that – you don't see that in baseball very often. Not when a guy is still, like, kind of serviceable, right? Like, he's not so bad he can't be on a team anymore. But he's not going to be here next year. It's a matter of who's taking him and how they're getting him off the team. All right, before we go any further, can we check in with you people?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Hey, imbeciles.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as signing up for a record in football.
I mean, yeah, we.
Well, there was today on this show.
We kind of know that. We just.
Well, that's a person who doesn't understand what hypotheticals are.
Yeah.
Nope.
The whole point.
It's okay. You don't get it. It's okay.
No. Wait, did Hugh call out today?
That was the beginning when he wasn't here.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. I was like, what are you talking about?
You were gone for, I would say,
it was a few minutes.
Will's entire phone call.
Will was
addressing you, by the way. He's hey, Hugh. Like,
he was talking
bad, to Will.
And
my
I fed
bad.
Into it. I was like, yeah, Hugh, any thoughts?
I think he felt a certain
bad.
Way that you
no,
didn't talk
bad,
to him today.
Because I left my notes.
And don't forget, it starts with the Chargers.
It starts with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm. Why can't you guys just be normal?
Well, I mean,
normal is so boring.
You wouldn't want us to be normal.
Oh, I'd be boring. It'd be so boring.
Does anyone watch or listen to normal people? I mean, if you think about it, is anyone that does talk radio normal? I mean, think about what we kind of talk to ourselves all day. I mean, when I started at night, I literally talked to myself for hours at a time. You have to
sat in that chair for like 35 years.
Not normal.
The most abnormal person.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of have to be a weirdo to do this. Yeah. We get that. Yeah,
you gotta be what
something's
they
off.
Say.
Yep.
Yeah, off.
Six more weeks of winter. Kyle's mustache saw its shadow.
the mustache has gotten rocked this week.
It's getting a lot.
I don't understand all the heat for the mustache.
Yeah, I don't think it's that interesting.
No, I think men feel threatened when they see robust facial
hair. When they see big dogs.
Like you guys, the big dogs.
Yeah, big dogs. Yep, when they
we're
see
swinging
the big dogs.
You.
I tried to let it go.
Yeah, you guys are out of control. Yep.
What the hell does Kyle know about anything?
Everything.
That's an evergreen one. Yeah, we could use that any day.
Not a lot. I
mean, yeah.
It's whatever. Joe Giglio stirs the pot and Hugh Douglas smokes it.
All right.
Solid tagline.
Yeah, I mean, it fits.
That's
yeah,
it works. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of most days.
Yep. How's your boy Dak today, Hugh?
He's still a leader. I mean, if that's. Yep. What we're talking about,
I can't believe the leader thing got people upset. Hasn't that been the story of him since he got in the league?
Yeah, I know.
That's how he got the job there. He's a leader.
You know what?
You know, there are other leaders besides Jalen. Just because someone else is a leader doesn't mean Jalen isn't one.
You know what's evident to me every day, especially these last couple weeks? The more that we talk football, the more that people don't understand football as much as they think they do.
It's not like there are only five leaders, and if Dak's one, that means Jalen might not be. It's a very weird thing.
I feel like some of the times they just want to argue just to say that they argued. I feel like there's guys that, you know, when I clap back or something, they show their girlfriends their tweets thinking that they're going to get some action. You know what I'm saying?
Probably doesn't work.
I don't know, but I feel like, hey, got at Hugh Douglas today. He tweeted me back.
I can't imagine I roasted Hugh Douglas works most times.
Well, I can't either, but I guarantee you somebody is bragging on the fact that they said something to me and they got me to tweet them back. But that's not a big flex.
I'm petty. That's true.
I did not realize the only reason I'm probably still sitting in this chair is because, what's his name? Spike is way worse than me at this Twitter thing. if I'm being honest. Spike is way worse.
Both of you guys need to lay low.
Have you seen Spike's tweets?
Oh, yeah.
Way worse than mine.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to lay low. Hey, take the weekend off, fellas. Relax.
Douglas talks like he has a fistful of rings.
I got one in college, but I guarantee you the one that I have is one more than that person that said that doesn't have.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that petty side.
Yeah, I think it's funnier when you tell me that I never played or won anything.
You should start doing that more.
I also probably guarantee you that the person that said that is still playing it for his student loans, and I'm not. So
a lot of people are probably still playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was I know it's kind of hurtful to say that, but it's,
yeah, that's, I mean, like, that's, yeah, I just, that's not an easy thing to just pay off.
Yeah. They
you could probably
time.
Come up with a better one than that.
I could, but I probably couldn't get it on there.
Okay.
Okay. Fair enough. Hugh reminds me of my old cranky middle school bus driver.
No, I definitely don't drive a bus.
Drive I think Uber. Just when you were
drive Uber.
Drive Uber. Uber. Drive Uber.
I could see Hugh being like, get on the damn bus, like.
Yeah.
Everyone shut up back there.
Every bus driver that I knew were like chain smokers, though. They look like they chain smoke. What they smell
they
like
smoking
they
on the bus?
Smoke. Yeah. Wow. Well, no, they don't smoke on the bus, but they look like chain smokers.
Bus drivers, now that I have kids, they seem way more nicer than they were when
probably
we were kids.
You, in the suburbs, though, it's a little different.
I don't know.
Probably the times.
I think it's the times. Yeah. I think just bus drivers, they just seem very nice.
I could see back in your guys' day.
Yeah. Back in the early 90s, they were... Yep. Kind of grumpy.
All right. One more. Eggnog, dude? Nah, I'm done with Ike.
Finished with Reese.
The name of the segment is Hugh's Holiday Stop.
He said, all right. He mixed up his black people. It's only two of us.
It's not true. You have a 50-50 shot. You just take a stab at it.
Sometimes I give people grace when that happens at like
12
at 1:55, right? Like if you got in the car 10 minutes ago, it's like, oh, it's almost, you know, that time where Ike's show comes on, right? At 12:30, it's not Ike's show.
I never give him grace. I'd never forget me and Ike were out and this lady argued with him about who he was.
Yeah.
Called him Jason Avant. And he kept saying, I'm not Jason. Yes, you are, you're Jason Avant.
I don't think they look alike.
You are Jason Avant.
I like them telling him that, no, you're wrong.
And she Googled him right there on the spot.
I mean, they're both bald and thinner, right? But other than
Ike's
that,
taller.
Ike's taller,
Ike's,
yeah.
Ike's at least 6'3", 6'4".
He's a bigger
at least
person.
That, yeah. Jason's like, he about my height. And he's clearly tall. But yeah, it was fun.
You don't think Ike would have been a good receiver?
I bet he played it in high school.
Probably.
I mean, if I had a guess. I mean, in high school, the best players play both
more,
sides of the ball.
Probably, I would say if I had another sport, it would probably be more. He looked more like he would have probably
basketball.
Been a better baseball. I was thinking baseball.
I strikes me as someone who played basketball. I mean, he loves basketball.
I don't know what he did. I don't know if he's listening, but I would say probably if I had to guess, baseball would have probably been his second sport.
Well, we'll ask him when we see him. Yeah. All right, Hugh. That is about all for us for today.
Yeah.
Which means.
Made a lot of people mad today. Our job here is done. I feel accomplished.
All right. Well, you know, you're going to take a nice rest this weekend before we. It's a big day Monday, Hugh. We got a doubleheader. We got our show.
Yes,
we got the pregame
got a lot going
show,
on, man. And I got a what I'm doing Sunday parade.
The Newtown parade.
I'm going out to Joe's Hood and with the Newtown parade.
Hugh's
going to
be in a Christmas parade on Sunday.
Man, don't even like Christmas. Gonna be in a
Are you dressing as the Grinch?
No, I'm not. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna hang out, and hopefully it's not that cold. You know,
it's gonna be cold. You better bundle up. All right, everyone. Ooh. You guys have a great weekend. We will talk to you on Monday for a big day around here. Afternoon show is up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.